Rise and shine. Welcome to Singapore's premier financial news, the Daily Morning Note. It's Tuesday, the 5th of July, 2022, and we're live weekdays at 8:30 a.m. on Philip Capital's YouTube and Facebook. I'm Roshan Gidwani, the presenter for Pitch Media. First things first, there's been a slide in raw materials prices. Do you think inflationary pressures will reduce? Let us know your thoughts. Let's begin. Singapore shares rose on Monday amid mixed trading in regional markets led by strength in financial stocks. The benchmark Straits Times Index climbed 0.8% or 24.65 points to close at 3,120.24. Local banks were among the top performers, with OCBC rising 1.1% to 11.42 Singapore dollars and DBS climbing 1.7% to close at 30 Singapore dollars. In Singapore business news, Oxley Holdings said in a business update on Monday that it intends to focus its property development activities in developed countries such as the United Kingdom and Ireland, as it deems them to be relatively more politically stable and transparent. In its update, the property developer noted that it has 305 million Singapore dollars of unbilled contract value in the overseas market that will be recognized as revenue upon projects obtaining their temporary occupation permits. Shares of Oxley closed 1.2% or 0.002 Singapore dollars higher at 0.17 Singapore dollars on Monday. Next up, Singapore-based crypto lending and trading platform Vault said on Monday that it would suspend withdrawals and trading and seek new investors, the latest sign of stress in the embattled crypto industry. Vault chief executive Darshan Bhatija said in a blog post that it was facing financial challenges due to the volatile market conditions, the financial difficulties of our key business partners inevitably affecting us, and the current market climate, which has led to a significant amount of customer withdrawals in excess of 197.7 million Singapore dollars since June 12th. Next up, Frank Koo has resigned from his position as City Development Limited's Group Chief Investment Officer. According to a filing posted on SGX, Koo is leaving CDL for personal reasons. Koo served the position for more than 4 years. Shares in CDL closed 6 cents lower or 0.75% down on July 4th at 7.98 Singapore dollars. In U.S. business news, an energy-starved world is turning to coal as natural gas and oil shortages exacerbated by Russia's war against Ukraine lead countries back to the dirtiest fossil fuel. From the U.S. to Europe to China, many of the world's largest economies are increasing short-term coal purchases to ensure sufficient supplies of electricity, despite prior pledges by many countries to reduce their coal consumption to combat climate change. The global competition for coal, also now in short supply after years of declining investment in new mines and resources, has driven benchmark prices to new records this year. Spot coal prices at Australia's Newcastle port, a key supplier to Asia, topped $400 a ton for the first time last month. Next up, the pandemic-era boom in semiconductors that spurred a global shortage is showing its first signs of weakness, driven by a slump in personal computer sales and a rout in cryptocurrency markets. Now, chip companies including giants Intel Core and Nvidia Core are warning of rockier months ahead after 2 years of surging demand across their product lineups, pointing to a chillier consumer climate. Lastly, a slide in all manner of raw materials prices, corn, wheat, copper, and more, is stirring hopes that a significant source of inflationary pressure might be starting to ease. Natural gas prices shot up more than 60% before falling back to close the quarter 3.9% lower. U.S. crude slipped from highs above $120 a barrel to end around $106. Wheat, corn, and soybeans all wound up cheaper than they were at the end of March. Cotton unraveled, losing more than a third of its price since early May. Benchmark prices for building materials, copper, and lumber dropped 22% and 31% respectively, while a basket of industrial metals that trade in London had its worst quarter since the 2008 financial crisis. That's all for today. In the description box, please find a link to a survey we've created so that we know how to improve the show. Please like, share, and subscribe for more. Thank you. See you again.